Backstage YQM, one of the stars of day two. We welcome Ronnie Green. How you doing, bro?
Good, man. How are y'all?
Doing very well. Welcome to this part of the world.
Yeah, first time out this far east in Canada, so we're looking forward to the show.
We chatted briefly off mic about fishing. It's a shame you may not have a bit more time to get the line wet.
It seems like every time I go somewhere for the first time, everybody's asking, did you do this? Did you do this? And we kind of just in and out. We got a show tomorrow, too, but we'll definitely make a trip back and spend a little more time and get out and enjoy some of that.
Well, you did notice the beauty of this part of the world already, so.
Yeah, it is. And the weather's great. You know, it's been really hot down in the southeast. From Alabama, so humidity and all that. This has been a really, really nice weather day for us.
Which is wild because even though it's not that humid, I still find it humid as all.
Yeah, it's not humid.
Yeah. You got a cool new single with the young lady that opened up day two. Let's talk about that.
Ella Langley's great. She's from Alabama as well, so I've been a fan of her for a long time. And she was on tour with me this year along with Tracy Lawrence. That song came about very accidentally, just to, you know, promoter played it for me, something that she'd written, and I wrote a verse for it, and it just became a giant hit song. So really surprised me. I did like the song, but to know it was going to be that big of a hit, it just goes to show you never really know.
I mean, you're no stranger to hit songs, and of course no stranger to collabs either. You've got some wicked ones out there. Thomas Rhett, Luke Combs
was on my last single, Different Around Here.
Yeah.
Jelly Roll did a song with me. Several of them. I just did a song with Randy Houser, who's on the show tonight.
Nice.
So, it's such a great thing in this genre. Everybody's really close, and something, you know, we have Nashville. Everybody kind of goes through there, and a lot of relationships are formed. And, you know, I'm just such a big fan of all these folks. It's nice to be able to do a song with them.
What's your honest opinion about Post Malone? I'm here for it myself, but what are you thinking?
I've only met Post a couple of times. I'll say that for somebody to come in from a outside genre, it seemed like he really did it the right way. I mean, you know, he's got such a big following with pop and what he's done all over the world that it's only going to help all these artists that he's featured on his music, and he's writing with a lot of guys in town, which is going to in turn help the songwriters. So I've got no issues with it. Matter of fact, the only issue I've got is he didn't call me.
I was wondering, you're known for some great songwriting and collabs as it is, so yeah, you should get on that. Who is your next on the hit list to do something with?
Well, it's all gone pretty well for me, so I'm open to anybody that wants to do something, but there's a lot of guys that I've just been friends with, and that's really how it works out. It's just guys that you like, people you get along with, have similar interests. I've always loved John Party stuff. I feel like some point in time we'll end up doing something together, and you know, it's such a great thing to be able to bring two audiences together too with the song. You know, when it kind of fits both of you guys.
Oh, I love it. Former D1 quarterback, right?
So yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
For a very brief stint. Yeah, yeah. I struggled to go to class at 9:15. I like to sleep in.
Doesn't sound like a country music act at all, right?
Yeah, my mom would give me a hard time because I could go duck hunting at 4 o'clock in the morning, but I couldn't make it to a 9:15 class for some reason.
That sounds quite fitting too. It's all the choice. Who's your team? Who's
I'm an Auburn fan. We don't have a pro team in Alabama, so it's more college football down there.
Yeah.
We're all Braves fans in that part of the country because we didn't have a pro baseball team. But I definitely keep up with college as much as I can, and Alabama's been whooping up on us pretty bad, so I'm looking forward to this season.
That's great. What's next for Mr. Green?
We're going somewhere else tomorrow. Where are we going?
Quebec.
There you go, baby.
Yeah, and then maybe Kansas or something. I don't know. We're our tour is over, but it's not over. We're still playing shows all over the country, so we're certainly – busy the rest of the year, probably through the holidays.
I saw Jordan Davis came out and talked about how everyone asks what's behind the scenes like, behind the tour bus and everything else. Like, is it parties? Is it wild times? He mentioned it's Mario Kart. What is it for you and your crew?
I'm not a big gamer. We just got a new bus that used to belong to Justin Moore, and he was a big college football guy, I think Arkansas fan. So there's TVs all over the whole bus. There's TVs in the bathroom, two TVs in the bedroom, so we'll be watching a lot of college football this year, I'm sure. But, you know, my crew's about like, we like to sleep. It's probably not as cool as people think it is. Probably a lot of snoring going on my bus.
That was kind of, I think, what everybody recognized with Jordan Davis. It's like, what? Like, you're not partying? You're playing Mario Kart? Just like everyone's kids, really.
Yeah, we were in our early 20s. It might have been a different story. But now we're just trying to live through the weekend.
They're just surviving. Anything that I didn't hit on that you want to hit on for folks to potentially know?
We haven't announced the record yet, have we? Just a song that's been out. So, yeah, we got some new music coming in the fall. Who knows?
You're always going to have new music, man.
We're trying to.
Yeah, that's appreciate. Appreciate your time here today, man. I want you to get out and break some stuff up there.
Looking forward to it, man. Appreciate it, man.
Likewise.
Yeah.
Thank you.